a design has been revealed. I'm autistic, and I see the world much differently than the vast majority of Homo sapiens. I see the Adam that is God's creation. I see clearly body and soul, and their connection with the higher worlds. All mentally handicapped people are more soul than body, depending on the severity of their handicaps. It is a ridiculous notion that prevails in this world of lies, that handicapped individuals have less understanding of this world and its dwellers than the so-called normal people do. Let's make things quite clear by realizing the true anatomy, physical and spiritual, of all Jewish mentally handicapped Bnei Adam. We are sent into this world for a reason, as are all of God's children, partially of an individual nature, and in part to serve the Klal. This is a natural notion for those who sincerely follow Hashem's Torah. The individual purpose is to be a task for unfortunate souls to achieve. Retarded, CP, etc., is forever being scorned by adults and children. Their lives are lonely, and always they are treated as inferiors. A mentally handicapped person is a joke to society, or a fearful image to be avoided. We move through life being loved as infants, even though we may be adults. Most of the time, we are resented as a destructive element in the normal parents' lives. All members of the handicapped person's family may feel strong embarrassment when facing the negative reactions of society. Then there are those parents that cannot cope, and so their handicapped children are given away to not from families, and an even worse scenario, to a non-Jewish one. A Jewish soul that is given to a goy suffers indescribable tortures. Even if the Gentile family are kind-hearted people and take care of all the child's physical needs, still the Jewish soul in their hands is doomed to unfathomable misery. Their souls can never find a moment of peace. It is harder for those unfortunate souls to achieve their tikkun, because a treif place devoid of kodesh can only bring a Jewish soul to disaster. I know there are those of our people that do not believe that we are special souls and not special education. They will probably not believe that what I'm stating is true, or even that I did actually compose this declaration. To them I say, go to your Rabbonim and ask if this is possible. If they say yes, and your stubbornness prevents you from believing, then go to tshuva and save your soul from returning as an outcast of your world of illusions. We know clearly that this world is only a shadow and will vanish when the light appears. I am tired of inconsiderate people who are forever finding reasons to prove we are different than they are. To them I say, woe to you! They talk about us in an unfriendly and degrading manner, right in our presence. They feel no shame, because we are, after all, retarded and cannot understand. And even if we do understand, we will never tell. And if we do tell, no one will take us seriously. Then there are those people that are not bothered by the fact that what they say to us and about us in our presence and behind our backs just might be Lashon Hara. I suppose that they feel that in Shemaim we cannot testify either. Woe to those unfortunate, misguided souls. Families that are sensitive to their special child will certainly be able to tell the world that their special child has a tendency towards Kodesh. They will attest to the fact that their child is sensitive to what is happening in the house, that there is a special bond and communication with at least one of the parents, and maybe one or more of the normal brothers and sisters. To be able to recognize these special attributes of the special individual, the family or teacher must be close to Hashem, living according to his Torah. The normal person's vision is enhanced by intelligence, sharpened by sensitivity, but see the truth only through Torah. To summarize, we are souls sent to this world to rectify past sins. For Klal Yisrael, we are another opportunity to do chesed. For the parents and siblings, we are a test of their bitochen and love of Hashem. Remember what I have written and take it to heart, for time is running out. In our poor, lowly generation, whose bitochen is in material things, we, the mentally handicapped Jewish souls, show to all willing Jews a glimpse of God's truth.